Blog Talk Radio.
I'm actually off from work. I can't believe it. It has been a long, and I do mean long, 2.5 weeks. I've been working, 13 plus hours, damn near every day, and it has been just a challenge. But enough of that. We'll talk about that on another show. Today's show, well, before I get into today's show, how is everyone out there doing? I am so rude. Forgive me. How's everyone doing on this Friday? It is 10:32 in Cali. It is 12:32 on the East Coast. And for my Texas Southerners, it is, 11:32. Am I right? 10:11:12. Yeah. Hey, nobody said I was smart, right? Anyway, my topic for today is Greek life with a question mark. Now, the reason why I chose this topic, honestly, is because I've been looking at, you know, different feeds, different little statements, and honestly, it just, when I woke up this morning, it just was like, I was like, you know what, just enough is enough. Just let me speak on it, even though whatever. But this is it. There are so many sororities and frats in Second Life that it is just overpopulated. Let's just be realistic about it. There is always one jumping up today, yesterday, what have you, a month ago, a week ago, and honestly, it's like a revolving door, because you'll see this chick in one sorority, and a couple of weeks later, see her in this and this and any other, and same thing with the guys. Anyway, the reason why I'm talking about this is because I've noticed that a lot of people make little statements about being Greek and what it means and so forth and so on and thus, thus, thus. The fact of the matter is, and I think what people need to start challenging and start understanding is that this is still a virtual setting. It is still a virtual world. Now, yes, you could have some, you know, some form of Greek in a virtual world, but stop trying to act like you're real Greek in a virtual environment. You may be Greek outside of Second Life, and that's all well and good, and that's dandy and have mercy for you and la, 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 and you want to bring that feeling, that essence in game, and I have nothing, there's nothing wrong with that. There really, really isn't, but stop talking shit about those who have not been in Greek and who are just doing their experience in game only, and that's how they're living their game life. I get so sick of people saying that you're doing it wrong, you're doing it wrong, you're doing it wrong, when the fact of the matter is this is a virtual world, it's a fantasy. You do what you want to do, how you want to do it, where you want to do it. As long as you're not paying this person's tier, paying for their account if they have a premium account, buying their clothes, buying their gear, their Letterman jackets, their sorority paddles, then it has nothing to do with you. Let's face it, I've never seen, and maybe I'm wrong, but I've never seen a real Greek run around with a paddle on their fucking hip and run around with a damn staff all day long, every day. And most people who are in a sorority that are really, really active are normally, if I'm not mistaken, in college. Now, I do know that when I was in, a friend of mine, when they were in high school, she basically did have, there was a sorority and a frat at the high school. Now, I don't know where the hell that came from, but I think it was something that they populated themselves. You know, getting ready for being in a college, you know, with Greek, that's fine. But I'm so sick of people saying, well, if you're living, you know, if you're doing things with a Greek, you need to do it this way and do it that. No, you need to do it how you want to do it. That is what Second Life is for. That is what a fantasy is for. If this is what you want to do, you have no right to talk shit to other people because they do it a different kind of way. You have no right to that. There is enough sorority. There is enough frats in Second Life where everybody can do what they want to do. What you need to start doing, honestly, is start supporting each other instead of talking crap about each other. You need to start giving each other support because there is enough people on the grid where you can belong to any damn sorority you want, any damn frat you want, and it shouldn't disturb anybody else. What gets me is the people who actually talk all this crap about how they're so supportive and they would never leave their sorority and they would never leave their frat and they would do this and they would do that. But as soon as shit comes out that they don't like, they move on. Instead of standing there, compromising, trying to build it up, what do? They move on to the next sorority, the next frat, and then the next sorority, and then the next frat, and so on and so on. I do remember I was in a frat, not in a frat, Lord, was in a sorority, and I wasn't happy in it. I really felt out of place. Now, that happens. And the reason why I felt out of place is because my short-lived pledge week was just that. A week, I didn't really get to know anybody, and it was basically, I was just like, boom, okay, you crossed, that was it. So I didn't really get to know the sisters. So I had no clue if this was something that I was going to want, desire, pull into. And it was just not for me. I did not have anything in common with most of the women. I just did not. So what I did was I decided, you know what, this is not for me. I need to go ahead and move on. I stayed. I thought I was going to do another sorority. And during not even my pledge, but during the point where I was going to be a pledge, where I was just being looked at, it was so much confusion, so much chaos, so much madness that I knew that it was not the sorority for me. And the funny part is that one of the sisters that was there was saying that, you know, oh, you need to take sororities for what they are. You know, you shouldn't just jump into another sorority. You know, you should stay with us. And she ended up making her own sorority. Now, that's fine and dandy, but true enough, she was criticizing me because I no longer wanted to be in the sorority, and she ended up leaving the sorority and making her own. But that was okay, even though she was giving me this long testament about how, you know, you're not always going to agree with all the sisters, you're not going to do this, you're not going to do that, and you should really, like, you know, basically suck it up and go ahead and join. But yet and still, she was so unimpressed with the sorority she was in and had been in for years, mind you, that she went along and made her own sorority. Now, I never judged her for that because I feel like if you're not happy with something, then you should do something. You should either make the sorority that you're in the best sorority that there is or move on to something else. Now, there was a frat brother, and I don't give a fuck if somebody's pissed off about what I'm going to say because I'm going to say it anyway. This is my fucking show. You don't like it, don't listen. But there was a frat brother, and he was not happy with the way the things were going in his frat. Now, mind you, instead of going on and saying, you know what, let's work together as a unity, he pulls out. Again, I have no problem with that. If that's what you want to do, that's what you should do. But don't sit back and judge others because of what you didn't like. If you didn't like what was going on, move on, but shut your fucking mouth. That's how I look at it. You don't have any right to downgrade or down talk somebody else's shit. You know, people build on what they want to build. As long as you're not basically trying to be focused on what they're doing, be focused on what you're doing. Don't worry about what so-and-so is doing. Don't worry about what Susie Sorority is doing, what Ted's damn frat's doing. Don't worry about that. Worry about your own shit. This is a role play. It is a fantasy. It is virtual. Things that you may think that are right, somebody else may not think that is right. There is one sorority right now that hit the ground running, and I'll call them out by name. They're the Deltas. These sisters are really doing it. I've looked, they are all over the damn place. They really, really are. They're all over the place. They're doing their damn thing. And there's nothing wrong with that because they know what they want. They know what they want to do, and they know they want to be seen, so they're doing that. And I have never seen them talk crazy about other sororities. And they're brand new girls on the block. They're basically kittens, if you ask me. That's what they are because they just started. But they are doing their thing. I am a part of New Gamma Rho. I love New Gamma Rho. Although, to me, we should be doing more. We should be getting on the grid doing more shit than what we're doing. We have been an establishment for years. So we need to be seen more on the grid. And I'm talking about my own sorority right now because I have no filter. I don't care. I don't care. We need to be more seen on the grid and start doing more things, too. And this is what we're striving for. I'm not going to sit back and talk about somebody else's sorority being all this, that, because it's not my business what you do as a sorority. If you are a sorority and you feel like you're handling your shit the way it should be handled, who am I to judge what you're doing? I'm not paying your tier. I'm not buying your paddles. I'm not buying your staff. I'm not gearing your girls up or your boys. So why should I care what goes on in your frat or your sorority? Instead of making little comments on your Facebook feed about who's not doing what, why don't you start supporting people? Why don't you start doing things? One thing I have tried to do, and I seriously have, is I'll put on my New Gamma Rho gear, and I'll tag my shit, and I'll go somewhere in support of whatever sisterhood that I can get to. And some of the frats, I can't make it through the whole because, honestly, there are so many sororities and frats that if I basically went to everybody to support, I would be dizzy and not playing and no family, no nothing, nada, because there is so many on. And since there are so many on, that should be what you should be focusing on. The fact that there are so many, why don't you start being together, being supportive, instead of always pointing a finger at who's not doing what or what they should do or who's copying who. Let's face it, everybody is not original. Somebody's going to have the same damn thought, the same process, the same ideas. It's just the way it is. You can do so much in Second Life, so much. So instead of talking shit about somebody, why don't you start being more supportive, going to other events? Y'all be flashing your events, but you don't see. I don't see people at New Gamma Rho events. I don't see that. I see a few at New Gamma Rho events, but a lot of you that are flashing, asking me to be in your events, I don't see you at mine. I don't see you support me. So this is my thing. We need to support each other. That's how we need to do. Instead of always barking and talking about, oh, so-and-so, sorority's this, and they're a bunch of gossips, and this and that. I don't care if you're a bunch of gossips. Just don't gossip about me. Keep your damn negative crap to yourself. If that's how your girls flow or that's how your boys are, keep that negative shit to yourself. I'll even admit, I had a family member who I basically subbed about on my Facebook feed because he pissed me off that he did leave his frat. I was mad about it. I was upset until I knew the full story. Plus the fact that I shouldn't be subbing anybody. That ain't how I do. I never have done it. I'm not going to start now. I was wrong with that. But the fact of the matter is, he got upset because things weren't going his way, so he left the friend. Okay, so I was pissed in my feelings, thinking, wow, really? Because of how you did it, that was really shitty? But come to think of it, it is what it is. You have that right, being in Second Life, to do what you want to do. I don't have a right to tell him what he needs to do, who he needs to join. It's not my business. I could give a shit less what he does in his frat, just like he should give a shit less what my man does in his frat. That's how I foresee it. Okay, I'm going to take a quick break. All right.
Maybach music. Ride the way. New young love the beat in the box. Breezy tonic, fresh like rain. My beat man's cool, he's the freakiest fox. Bang a fox hanging on my coat, rock hanging on my chain. And that's how you know I've been hunting the game. Bang bang, and I hit it with impeccable aim. Bang bang, and I blow it out. They don't know what's up, but they think for a second that I do it for the fame. Cause I make music to know your brain.
Bottle after bottle, I'm ballin' like Robert Griffin. Never made love, I had to come from a distance. Said I was a Mason, Martin Margiela. Triple beam, Hustleine, that's full of cheddar. Yellow brick road, I'm told it's just a cakewalk. Now,
hola, hola, hola. I am back. Sugarlicious, me. If you just join me, which some of you have, I was talking about Greek life in Second Life, a virtual world. Those who know, again, that don't know about Second Life, I am not going to sit here and tell you because you know how I feel about this. You already know. I'm not going to tell you. But anyway, I was talking about the fact that there are so many Greeks on the grid. Now, for those who don't know what a grid is, those who don't play Second Life, the grid is where we basically have fun, play, family, all that crap. It's in a virtual environment. And I was basically saying, instead of challenging, well, actually challenging people, this is a challenge. Why don't you start being more supportive of each other than being nasty and negative to one another? Because the fact of the matter is, each of us have our own thoughts and process of how we want to do things. I basically love New Gamero. I feel like they are sisters to me. I love them. They give me the support that I need. They have, when I first started, they welcomed me with open arms. I remember the first day that I actually went for the interview, I felt so comfortable and so at ease and so welcomed by, you know, Yummy, by Isis, by Nene. It was just, I couldn't believe how these sisters just basically made me feel good. Bomshi, who's now my goddaughter. It was just a wonderful feeling to feel like you set somewhere and you actually belong there. And that's how I felt. And that's how I still feel. You know, I've actually am now co-founder, and it feels good to be a co-founder of ladies that of a sorority that basically I feel that are sisters to me, true sisters. Because you could sit there and say sister, sister, sister all day, but if you don't truly feel that, then it makes no sense to even say it. It really just doesn't. Because the fact of the matter is, a lot of sororities want to make their sisterhood just big. It doesn't matter the fact of how close you are. You just want to make it big. To me, I think you should be more, instead of focusing on how big you are, you should focus on how close you are, because that's how it's going to be. My man's fraternity is now down to 5, and these are the 5 closest brothers I have seen in my life, and I mean they're close. I had them on my talk show, and they were like, you could tell that their brotherhood is strong. And they're only down to 5 at this point. And I think because they're now down to this five. They can now develop a better fraternity because now all the negative influence and elements are no longer around them. So now they can build a strong brotherhood because of it. Because at first they were, you know, it was just chaotic. You know, they basically are now strong as hell. And I love the fact, you know, I love being around them. They had me cracking up on my show. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. I've had people ask me a lot about high society. And they're asking me if we are a sorority. We are not a sorority. We are a group of women who basically are strong women who are trying to make a difference, not only in Second Life, but also in real life. You know, we have real life charities, just like the sororities do. We have real life charities. We have a real life love and understanding for each other. And this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to make things, you know, positive for each other. You know, we are doing that. And I love us. I love who we are, you know, but it's not a sorority. I couldn't be in two sororities, for God's sakes. I'm in Nu Gamma Rho. I couldn't be in two sororities, of course. I wouldn't want to be in two sororities. I really wouldn't. There's just too much going on to be in two sororities. Jesus Christ, it really is. But high society is totally different from Nu Gamma Rho. Matter of fact, some of the high society sisters are in Nu Gamma Rho, and some of the high society sisters are in other sororities. And to me, being that factor that we all are in different sororities, I think that we should come together as a group and build strength within all of us. As women, we need to empower each other. As a sorority, I think each of us should empower each sorority. I have a really good friend of mine who I really want to join Nu Gamma Rho. I really, really do. But at this point, she's looking for something now. And right now, we're not accepting sisters right at this moment. So I'm like almost teary-eyed because I know she would be such a wonderful, you know, addition to Nu Gamma Rho, and to see her go elsewhere hurts me. But I have to support what she does because, again, this is a virtual environment. This is something that I, as a friend to her, have to accept and have to love her for if this is what she wants to do. I have to really accept that and love her for it because she has supported me through all my little craziness. And trust me, ladies, I can get crazy, as those that know me know. So I really have to, you know, have a strength and an understanding of what she wants in the sorority. Everything she says she wants, I feel like Nu Gamma Rho has. But if she can find another sorority that would make her feel better and make her feel accepted and as a sister, I have to understand that. This is what we need to do, honestly. And I know this may fall on deaf ears, but I'm going to say it anyway. We need to start supporting each other. There is nothing wrong with a little rivalry. Nothing wrong with it at all. It's actually healthy to have a little bit of a rivalry, to go, I'm better than you, whatever. It's fun. It's as long as you keep it at that word, fun. As long as you don't start going personal and start attacking people, then it's different. If you have a little fun rivalry, nothing wrong with that. Step shows or something that, you know, you can basically show up who you are and you can win or whatever, because we just won something about our with the sisterhood. I was really, really flattered about the fact we won it. You know, I heard other sororities were pissed off at us because we won it, but why? I've been to places where other sororities won things. What the hell are you pissed off at us for? It doesn't make any sense. We also, the second year we won Miss Greek, you know, I was so proud of Frilly, you know, one of our, you know, our sisters that she won. And I was also proud of every female that was there that stood up for their sorority and said, look at me, this is what we are, this is who we are. There is nothing wrong with losing as long as you lose with grace. You need to lose with grace. You don't have to be all pissed off and bitter because you lose. Hell, there's things that when I was up for the Dope Awards, I was up for, we were for best sorority, and I was up for best couple. And my baby was up for, TNT was for best frat. None of us got mad at the table. We were like applauding those who won, because that's what you do. Being a Greek does not mean, at least to me, it doesn't mean, and my girl is real life Greek, the one that's trying to find a sorority. To me, being Greek does not mean that you need to be nasty. You need to be ignorant. You need to be negative. It means that you are trying to uplift your fellow sisters, your fellow brothers, and give them the path to walk. If you feel like your sorority is doing things right, bravo, I commend you, wonderful. But let's not forget, again, that this is a virtual setting. You are in a virtual world. That is what you're in. This is what you do. You can't get upset when you are, when someone else is not following the rules that you feel they should follow. You need to get over yourself and get beyond this crap and do something else. Because God knows SL is too big, or rather too small, for all this negative shit. It really, really is. And I, for one, seriously am sick of it. Every time I look on my news feed, it's always something negative there. And that's a whole different ball game, a whole different ball of wax. And trust me, I can get negative too. I can sub with everybody else. But there's a lot of times I just choose not to. That's why today I wanted to just address the fact that instead of being negative, let's start supporting each other. Let's start supporting each other's sororities and start supporting each other's fraternities. If you see me, I am Sugarlicious Me. Yeah, I got the resident's last name, unfortunately. But you see me repping New Gamma Row, say hello to me. If I see you, say hello. I mean, it doesn't hurt. We are basically all trying to do the same thing in Second Life. Have fun and survive and put real life to the side for a moment and just enjoy. I've got three callers. Callers, I apologize. I can't answer you because I've only got two more minutes. This is a 30-minute show. So I do apologize. I know you guys are like, why is this heifer still got me on hold? And I didn't call her ass in, but I can't talk to you because, unfortunately, I only made this a 30-minute show because this is like a last-minute thing. So please forgive me. If you want me to do this show again, I will be more than happy to do the show again, and if I do it again, let me know, and I'll have you on the show. I really, really will. So definitely let me know, because I'll have you on the show. Anyway, I've only got less than 2 minutes. Again, I cannot say this enough. Let's start supporting each other as a sorority, as a frat. Support high society. We are honestly trying to do things better. Shit, we're doing a prom. If you want to get to know us and know what we're about, come to the prom, have fun with us, enjoy, you know. Quit being, it's only 500 freaking lendens. Quit being so cheap. Anyway, love you all. Thanks again for listening. Those who listen later, it's been a hard, hard week for me. I promise you, probably within the next month, hopefully everything will be back to balance, and I'll start doing my show again. Until then, love you all. Thank you so much for listening. Mwah. Sugar kisses.